Hey friends, it is July 10th. Welcome to Pray Today. And I want to read to you a verse out of the 10th chapter of Proverbs. And this verse has to do with how we are remembered. So, you know, the word that we often use for this is our legacy. And in verse 7 of Proverbs 10, I just love this. It says, "The memory of the righteous will be a blessing, but the name of the wicked will rot." Now let's focus on the first part of this. The memory of the righteous will be a blessing. You know, for so many years, I have spoken from the platform about the importance that my grandmother was, actually both of my grandmas in my life, but the grandma that I grew up with is a woman from my hometown who was such a righteous woman. And I remember that being 19 when she passed away, I remember how important it was for me to be able to remember the legacy that she left behind. And so just a couple days after her funeral, I wrote down things about my grandma, my grams, that I loved and things I wanted to remember. And I put it in one of my Bibles, and I just recently ran into this list again. And I smiled and I cried, and it was so special to think about the legacy that my grandma left, from the way that she made pancakes to the way that she always put her iced tea in the refrigerator and it always tasted better in her cup than it did anyone else's cup. The way she called me sweetheart, that was the pet name that she had for me. She and my grandpa watching birds outside and so many memories. But the biggest legacy marker that my grandma left for me was her faith. And she shared Christ with me, led me to Christ at the age of about 7. And I owe so much of who I am today to this woman who invested in me with love, and even more importantly, invested in me spiritually. And she invested in me spiritually because she loved me. And so as we think about this first part of this verse, the memory of the righteous will be a blessing, I want you today to spend some time praying with me about what we leave behind. And I'm not talking monetarily or inheritance, but I'm talking about things that are long-lasting, the legacy that we leave in our families and in those around us when we take our last breath. So let's pray about our legacy today. Father, as I think about leaving a legacy, I don't want to do so for any selfish reason. I don't want to be remembered because I think I'm special. I want to be remembered because I made an impact for you. Lord, my prayer for my church family today is that we would keep in mind how important the way we live our lives for you is to our family. Father, for people out there who have just recently given their life to Christ, even if they did so as an adult or even an older adult, would you remind them in their hearts right now that they can still leave a great legacy? For couples who have had marriage problems and have regrets from their children seeing the fights and the miscommunications and whatever the challenges were, would you remind them that it's never too late to turn things around and to leave a legacy with their family about what it means to be a woman or a man of God, what it means to be a husband or a wife? God, we don't want any of this for our glory, but we know that you expect us to leave an impact on our world, not just an impact of being a good person, but being a God person, being a person who follows Jesus Christ. Lord, at our funerals, may people talk mostly about our relationship with Jesus and the impact that has had on them. And Lord, we want to be more eternity-minded. May we want to leave a legacy for you, a legacy of Christ-likeness. Not just of good deeds, not just of good things, not just of fun times or talents that we had or things we did for people, Lord. But we want to leave a legacy of meaning, realizing it's never too late. May we reach out and touch others' lives today with your love and with your truth. Amen.